I'm excited because it combines lots of things. It combines the museum and Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church stuff that I do. So just personally, I'm excited to get this opportunity. The museum was asked to take on something that's been successful in Grand Traverse County for 3 years. National Science Foundation have been running something called the Listening to the River Project. So we're combining youth, the fields and the streams and our ecology, and technology and the internet. So it's going to be a combination of things, and I'm looking for other people to join in with my enthusiasm.
Listening to the River is a very interesting sounding project. What does it entail?
It looks even better.
Okay.
Imagine teenagers with parabolic microphones. They can listen to things 50 yards away. They're using brand new equipment that we've got, grabbing sounds and sights, interviewing each other through an experience in the outdoors. Bringing that back to the Children's Museum, where we can use the 818 recording studio and edit down their thoughts, the sounds that they got of the river, of the animals, of the people by the river. Putting all that together and finding out how they feel about our ecology. We're looking at watersheds. We're looking at the way the water is affected and how it affects us. We might concentrate ourselves on the Carp River, all the way from Deer Lake down to fishing by Superior. All the people and places along it. Groups can identify their own spot, get there, edit their stuff, and the end, it goes on radio. Chaps, it goes on radio. Could there be a slot? And the webpage. There's a wonderful webpage run by Traverse County already, called the listeningtotheriver.com.
I'm curious why in this time of year, or is this something that's going to begin now and get into the spring? Because when you think of now, it's rivers, you know.
We're working from now till October.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so the beginning of this is to find folks who have groups of youngsters or have children in their household who are looking for a way to get out there with a purpose, to combine technology with exploration, and to put it together to leave something behind.
What do you think they'll take away from being able to not just record it, but listen to it back? I mean, there's something about that sound of a river. That what do you think they will take away from that?
There's lots of opportunities for lots of different people with different motivations. So it could just be getting out there. And of course, in the early months, I'm looking for pathfinders. I'm looking for people who want to be there in the snow. I had a great conversation 2 days ago that led me to really rethink this, that you can go to the same spot on the Carp River or the other rivers that we might explore, and you might find silence and just deer tracks and bubbling, gurgling streams. But go there to the same spot 4 months later, and we've got insects and we've got birds. And the lovely thing about this is it's full of resources. We're bringing resources to this. It's wonderfully funded by the National Science Foundation. And so we're bringing experts to meet you in the forest, in the stream. So an ornithologist might happen by. A marine biologist could be there with you and your group, telling you about how to look for things, what you might find.
Listen to the River. Now, the event Tuesday is just kind of the get the ball rolling, correct?
On Tuesday next week, on the 10th of February, from 5 to 7, I would love to meet with some youth leaders, family, parents, just people who've got kids who might take advantage of this and benefit from it.
And again, for those that are just joining us, a recap of what this is. It's an audio opportunity of all things, but a very interesting one.
It's an adventure. And it will involve the outdoors, it will involve digital recording equipment, it'll involve editing skills in a studio, and it'll involve getting on the internet.
What's the age range you are looking at, or do you even have one in mind?
Oh, it's very, very specific, okay. 11 through 17. This has run for 3 years in Grand Traverse County. The Land Information Access Association have put it together. It works. They've given us the chance to run it for a year and see how things go. So we're working with those folks, and especially our partners, the Superior Watershed Partnership.
Now, again, this is just an informational meeting. You'll keep them for about how long, do you think?
Oh, we like to just chat for people as long as they want to stay. We'll be there from 5 through 7. We've got some treats. We'll be chatting away about how we can involve groups of people. We're looking for groups of four, and perhaps three groups of four on one afternoon or one weekend. We've got whole plans worked out where you can be in different places. The orientation would start at the Watershed Partnership offices in Marquette. They'll come to the museum. They'll get into the outdoors.
And again, it's a great opportunity for these kids, and really, you could break this down almost to a family thing if mom and dad are leading the group.
I think it is a family thing, and I've already got parents that have said they would like to lead some walks up by Morgan Creek, over by the ski hill. There are people highlighting some places. I've got teachers and folks from the university already excited about this. I'd like to think that there are some Girl Scout leaders, some faith-based groups that would take advantage of it too.
Let's get right to it here. If they want to find you, they want to find out more, you are probably one of the more easily accessible gentlemen in town. How's the best way to find you for more?
Candy 11 is the phone number at the museum, 226-3911. That's the best way. I'm on the web as well. If you go to the Children's Museum's webpage, you just Google us and find us. I'm Jed at chartermi.net.
And again, this is a proven concept, a proven idea, and it's something that is being shared. And it sounds like you said a little bit ago, it sounds like people that are catching wind of this are really kind of climbing on.
Yeah, you can go to listentotheriver.com already and see that projects have happened and that youth have been out there and recorded themselves and their thoughts and edited their voices, their statements about the future of our watershed.